Time now for Larry Weber to join us. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And how's your morning?
It's a little cloudy, but we haven't got any snow yet.
Yeah, well, we had a beautiful clear day yesterday, and we woke up this morning to rain that quickly changed to snow. And a nice big flakes. Wow, they were gorgeous. Some of them were almost an inch in diameter. Mm. Just beautiful. Most of it melted really quickly. However, when I took my walk in the woods, I just got back from walking there, there was a lot of snow that had stayed on the leaves on the ground. And in one place, I found a spider web with snow on it, which is always, I think, a terrific sighting, though I don't think the spider appreciates it too much. Yeah, quite a fascinating morning. Since we last spoke, talk about fascinating, it was pretty amazing. Last Saturday, we had a high in the 70s, and I hope you had a chance to get out and enjoy that remarkable day. You know, it was clear, and spring really moved forward on that day. Well, that was followed by clouds moving in, and a temperature on Sunday reached a high in the 50s, and then the rains started. And we had some pretty hard rains here, including quite a lot of lightning and thunder later in the night. Then during the night, when the temperatures continued to drop, that all turned to snow. Now, according to the maps that I saw, I don't think you really got that much snow there in Grand Marais, did you?
Mm-mm.
No, but inland did. There were places that got as much as a foot. Now, we had here, we had a snow cover, but it wasn't very much. It's only about a half inch, but the high temperature was in the 30s. So we went from 70s to 50s to 30s. Now, that tells you something about April. And then we continue to have some milder days and colder nights. And a question I'm frequently asked when we have periods like this is, what's this doing to the local wildlife? What's this doing to the migrating birds and the frogs and the plants that are coming out and leaves and so forth? Well, the answer that I've seen so far is that it looks like it's done very little. The critters that arrive early in spring are pretty well ready for it. That's all part of that comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. If you're going to wake up early, if you're going to arrive early, you better be ready for these kind of things. I was a little concerned when we had temperatures in the low 20s one day this week. I was a little concerned about whether some of the leafing plants were going to show some problems. And I took a look at lots of them several times, and I didn't see anything at all. Now, I had a person tell me that their rhubarb looked like it suffered, and that's a possibility because they have the big flat leaves and they're low to the ground. That's a possibility, but they grow back so many leaves that they're going to handle it really well. So far, I haven't seen anything at all except just some really interesting April weather. In the world of frogs, I thought yesterday was just an amazing day for it. We had temperatures in the early morning in the low 30s. There was ice forming at a number of places. By midday already, it had warmed enough and under the clear skies that the ice was gone and the frogs were calling. I was out on a bike ride on the Munger Trail near here, and I heard three different kinds of frogs calling. I heard the usual two early ones, the wood frog and the chorus frog. But in addition to that, I heard that for the first time this season, I heard leopard frogs calling. Well, I wanted this trio to turn into a quartet, so mm-hmm. I visited another pond later in the evening, and sure enough, I heard the fourth kind, spring peepers, calling. So it was a really good day for the frogs yesterday, though it started out chilly, and today they are all silent at this time. Then, in addition to that, this is the time when we look for migrants, and the migrants are showing up. We are in a little bit of a slow period right now with the songbirds, because the insect eaters haven't arrived yet. The only exception to that I've seen is the flycatcher, the phoebe. They are here, and what happens when we get to these chilly days like we had this week, they go to wetlands. They go to ponds and swamps and so forth, and there the water is a little bit warmer, and they're able to find food over the water feeding on insects. But for the most part, the insect-eating birds haven't arrived yet. The ones that are here have a flexible enough of a diet that they can feed on seeds and stuff like that. I've been seeing flocks of yellow rump warblers last couple days. We always have a influx of warblers every spring, but that is a little bit later. I usually count on around the 20th of April of seeing the first of the warblers, which is every year, never an exception, is the yellow rump warblers. This year it was considerably earlier, but still no other warblers are here. I expect, though, in the next 10 days we'll start seeing a couple of other kinds starting to arrive. In addition to that, yesterday on the walk, I heard songs of three different kinds of sparrows. It's not unusual to hear song sparrows. I've been hearing them every morning lately. But then yesterday, they had two others that chimed in with them, one of them being the white-throated sparrow, which sings the dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, that type of song. And that was starting to sing. I had seen them earlier in the season, but this is the first one I heard singing. And then the swamp sparrow. And the swamp sparrow is an interesting one. They are pretty consistent about arriving around the 20th of a year, and sure enough, it was there. Other things of note, in the St. Louis River, there's a flock of white pelicans that's been hanging around for a while, always worth getting out and seeing those. They're just neat birds to see. We have a barred owl nest in the woods near us, and I've been watching it every day lately. She's very patiently sitting on the nest. That's in one direction, and then as I was watching it one day this week, I heard a noise in the other direction, and I took a look, and there were two Cooper's hawks that were visiting a nest, so I may end up having raptor nests in both directions.
Mm.
Now, if that's not enough, during a walk this week down along the road, I saw where kingfishers, they had nested last year. They had back there again this year. In the world of wild plants, as I said, a lot of the trees are leafing out. There's many more that leafed out this week. Probably the most obvious are the aspens. Oh, they're just really exploded, and that happened very rapidly. I think I made a comment about that last week, that they were going to be doing so soon. Well, before the day was over, I was finding aspen trees that were leafing out. Many places they leafed out. This week also I had other ones, including tamaracks, starting to leaf out in some of the swamps. And yesterday I visited Jay Cook State Park near here. It's a terrific park to see spring wildflowers. I highly recommend anybody who want to see spring wildflowers to go to that park. And before I left, I ended up seeing about 10 kinds of spring wildflowers that had started to bloom. Now, yesterday, see the clear days. A lot of these spring flowers, they'll have a bud that's almost a blossom. Then they wait for the clear sun to shine on it, and then they'll open. And that's what happened yesterday. When I first arrived, a lot of them were closed, but by the time I left, they were open. And the purpose for that, of course, is they're trying to get the attention of any insects that might be out. So it was good to see that. And then to top it off, this was really an amazing sighting. I saw the first of the wild plum starting to blossom, the first tree blossom. I was down in the Twin Cities last weekend, and down there, everything was in blossom, including lilacs. So we're not that far along yet, but we are starting it here, it looks like. So have a beautiful weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye. That's Larry Weber, who joins us every Saturday right around 9:30, and he lives in Carlton County, so that's why he has a little bit more trees leafing out than we do here on the North Shore. But high school teacher, twice named Teacher of the Year, Science Teacher of the Year, and just feel very lucky to have him join us every Saturday morning at 9:30.